This stockpile comes on top of the $20 billion the lenders set aside in the first quarter. The way to think about these provisions, said Jennifer Piepszak, JP Morgan's chief financial officer, is that it is all in the outlook, because we are not seeing it today. Will the third act of the crisis see banks making big losses? A simple way of thinking about what will happen next is to split the institutions into three parts. The investment bank, which has performed exceptionally well so far, loan provisions, which have been exceptionally costly, and everything else, which includes wealth and asset management. The residual bit of large banks' business has overall been remarkably steady. If provisions for loan losses and revenues from investment banking had both been flat on the year, net income would have fallen by an average of just 1% across Citi, JP Morgan, and Wells. The fate of banks' profitability seems likely, therefore, to depend on the fate of the investment banking business and of provisions for loan losses. Investment banking revenues seem set to slow, if they have not already done so. Trading volumes have eased in June and early July from their highs in March and April. Jamie Dimon, JP Morgan's chief executive, reckoned that trading revenues would normalise or even drop below normal later in the year. Whether provisions prove deficient or not is far from clear. They are based on a number of assumptions that are layered on top of each other. One is about the path the virus takes. Another is how that evolution affects unemployment and economic growth. Yet another concerns the size of any further fiscal stimulus and how consumers and firms respond to it. Banks' base case seems to be broadly in line with that of the Federal Reserve. The economy is expected to be smaller by the end of 2021 than it was at the end of 2019. The unemployment rate is expected to remain in double digits until the end of this year, before falling gradually. But bank bosses emphasise the fog of uncertainty shrouding it all. "We are in a completely unpredictable environment," said Michael Corbat, Citi's chief executive. "In a normal recession, unemployment goes up, delinquencies go up, charge-offs go up, home prices go down, incomes go down, savings go down," said Mr. Dimon. This time, the usual relationships do not hold. Even as unemployment has jumped, for instance, incomes have risen. If investment banking revenues subside and banks keep having to add provisions, losses may be on the cards in the third quarter. Wells Fargo was the only bank to make a loss in the second. That reflects its relatively small investment bank, as well as its special situation. It still operates under an asset cap imposed by regulators that has constrained its growth, even as other lenders have ballooned. But another rosier scenario is possible. But government stimulus continues to keep delinquencies down, and banks end up with mountains of spare capital. That would be welcome news for shareholders. Even as the S&P 500 benchmark index has recovered, bank shares are a third lower than at the start of the year. But the happy scenario also relies on the third act being the final one. With COVID-19 cases rising, that is looking increasingly unlikely.